Hundreds of protesters stormed the compound of one of Libya's strongest armed Islamic extremist groups in Benghazi yesterday, in the wake of the assault that killed the U.S. ambassador and three other Americans. Nathan Morley has this report.
It's understood that at least four people were killed in the Libyan city of Benghazi after military police and protesters took over militia bases. The violence followed a day of protests by tens of thousands of citizens who were demanding an end to armed groups. The bases include the headquarters of the Islamist group Ansar al-Sharia, which is suspected of an attack on the US consulate. The attacks were triggered by an amateur video in the United States which mocks Islam. The anti-militia demonstrators demand that the militia disband and the government build up police and military to take their place in providing security. Since the fall of Muammar Gaddafi, the militias have grown stronger, boasting arsenals of automatic weapons, rocket-propelled grenades, and pickup trucks with heavy machine guns. Many are strongly Islamist. Meanwhile, fresh protests erupted across the Islamic world on Friday in protest of the controversial film. Thousands of people took to the streets in Pakistan, where at least 17 people were killed and dozens wounded in clashes between security forces and protesters. The deadliest violence was in the southern city of Karachi, where at least 12 people were killed. Thousands of Muslims also protested in other countries, including Afghanistan, India, Sri Lanka, Bangladesh, Iraq, Lebanon, and Indonesia. Some protesters burned American flags and effigies of Mr. Obama. US embassies across the Islamic world remain on high alert. For Vatican Radio, this is Nathan Morley reporting.